The Bernard's. Bernard speaking. How can I help?
Hello, Bernard. This is Nick from Hoffman, Missouri.
How you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. I woke up this morning.
Great, great. Nice to hear from you. I wanted to ask.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bernard, I wanted to ask, like, you set up a meeting with Mike. You would want to discuss something?
And I thought that was with you.
Well, actually, you actually sent that invitation to Mike, and that is what, for one reason that I wasn't able to join the meeting. So did you already had a word with him, or is there something you guys missed on the meeting so we can have that discussion?
Well, actually, what I was trying to figure out was the actual process that you guys are going to use for the application, because some of the guys wanted to know, you know, confidentially, what was going to go into the process of putting the thing together, because what they wanted to do was do a voice modules, and I guess basically what they were looking for was being able to have a person's voice in a DB, so that they could actually, when they log on to the systems, they could actually use their voice as their log on. Is that mm-hmm. something you guys can put together?
Yeah, that's voice sensor. There is an API in the open market, and we can use it, right? Once the system recognizes the voice of the person who is using it, and they can just tell it that, all right, for example, my name is Nick, all right, and this is my laptop. And if I want to log into that software that we are developing for you, the application, I can say that please log in, Nick, and it will recognize my voice, and it will log me in.
Okay. Well, if you cancel that request for me for the meeting, I appreciate it. And what I'll do is tell them exactly what you just told me.
Right. That's good. I'll come to the meeting. You have actually started the link for the meeting. You can cancel it, or I'll cancel. That's fine, because I do not have the access for Mike. But, yeah, everything that you're telling me, everything that you can dream of, you can think of, is actually doable, okay? We can develop it.
Well, see, Nick, I hear you, and I appreciate that, but we're trying to be, I guess what they're wanting me to say is they just want something unique but mm-hmm. affordable.
Right. Well, it's like that. If you're going for something unique, but it's too big, all right, there are a lot of options, then it becomes a bit costly, okay? Unique idea, it doesn't mean that something is unique, it will cost you too much, all right? The cost increases when there are a lot of things that we are putting in, all right? For example, that there's a social media application, and we are also including games in it. We are also including different types of streaming in it, all right? So if we will include more options into it, then it will become more expensive. We are including like 8 to 10 different type of games, for example. Okay. But if the idea is unique, it is doable, and there is not too much to do in it, it will be within the budget. It will not be too expensive to do.
Yeah, okay. Well, the thing about that is this, Nick. It's got to be where it can be utilized affordably, because this will more or less go out for just a nominal fee, and they'll only be able to recoup some of the funds some of the funds that was used to produce the app. So I think I think there's going to be a $3 monthly charge, but which will help absorb some of the fees as far as the cost for the production of a product being produced. But the thing of it is, it's got to be affordable so that they can see the benefit of it, to where later on, you know, it works like you guys say it's going to work, and then it's affordable.
Right. Okay. Bernard, the thing is that once you are supposed to think about the production cost for the application, right? Once we lock the project, okay, then there are different ways how we can monetize it. Okay, we can monetize it through Google Ads. Okay, we can monetize it through sponsorships. We can in-app purchases. We can have in-app purchases in the application. Okay, people can log in. They can purchase memberships. Okay, and there are a lot of ways to monetize the application. And we can also, once the project is locked, we can explain you that and we can work on it. And there are a lot of ways that we will help you and market it. So don't worry. This is just not the agency that you are contacting who will just develop your app. We can maintain it. We can help you and market it. And we can help you monetize it to generate funds, to run it in future, and, of course, earn something from it. Because if you are investing dollars in it, okay, you're investing a budget in it, all right? So you would also want to recover it and make money from it. So we will help you guys out with the idea how you can do it, how you can monetize it, and how you can make it a stream that will help you continue earn money from it.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, Nick. Not today. Today is Tuesday.
Okay.
I'll have them to get started on it today. I'm going to get them to go through the outline that you shared.
Mm-hmm.
Once that outline is given to me,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to touch base with you. And
okay.
What we're going to do is you and I, we're going to kind of like try to figure out if there's a way that this could be done economically but productively, because they're going to want one thing. They're going to want the ability to be able to have this thing built, and it's feasible reasonably. Now, just off the top of your head, so that I can have something, you know, to work with, and, you know, because I'm talking to you, to have the e-commerce part of it and the voice modules and some sort of social setup regarding a platform, social network platform. Just off the top of your head, what would that cost so that I could give them some idea of a ballpark?
Okay. Now,
Just off the top of your head, Nick.
Okay. Now, you're talking about a social media part, okay? You're talking about
It's just adding that like links to the application, and they will have like a newsletter attached to that, but and a blog, but that's the simple stuff. So
right.
What I'm getting at
is not a problem. Adding social media links is not a problem. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Creating an e-commerce plan. Now, what type of e-commerce do you want? Alibaba or Amazon? Okay, that's a big e-commerce platform. Okay, a lot of items are there. There are a lot of options. Okay, you can rate. You can provide
uh-huh.
review. Now, let me just walk you through the process of e-commerce from a user's point of view. I will open the
right.
application. I will create my profile. Okay, I will add my personal information, name, number, email address
right.
for shipping, plus my
right.
Credit card details if I would want it to be saved on my platform, okay? Now,
right.
then I go on the shopping. Now, there are different types of options. There can be hardware, software, electrical appliances, kitchen use utensils, clothing, okay, gaming, automobiles, spare parts, okay? There are so many options you have in e-commerce, okay? Then there
okay,
are
so, so let me ask you this then, Nick. Let me ask you this. They already have an e-commerce platform.
Right.
Can you take the e-commerce platform that they already have and
mm-hmm.
put your expertise around that platform and still make it work?
Yeah, yeah, that's very much doable. And, of course, I think that it will cut the cost since it's already there. We just need that website. They have a website, right?
They have the, well, what they did was they went, well, the I asked them not to do that, but they went ahead and did it anyway. So it was in the meeting, and all of a sudden, you know, it's done. So they went and bought a product from WeDev. And I'll next time I talk to you, if you send me, I think you sent me your email. I'll send you the name of the product, because that's a little bit beyond me. So what I'll do is figure
for the e-commerce platform. How many products are there?
I think there are 100.
Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, that's not a problem. Okay, now you tell me.
Listen to what I'm saying, Nick. The capabilities is 100. Right now, there's only a few products, and they haven't actually. I know which one it is. I just remembered. It's Dokan, D-O-K-A-N. Are you familiar with that?
Wait, let me just write it down. What's the spelling again?
It's Dokan through WeDev, WEDEV, WeDev. They purchased it from them, and the product is Dokan Pro, Dokan Pro.
Yeah, this is Marketplace WordPress. Always on the rise. What? This is the best way to build your jewelry market. This is a software. WeDevs are the developers, actually. And Dokan is a plugin. Dokan is a plugin.
Right.
And WeDevs are the developers for WordPress. WordPress is something, a school guy who knows how to drag and drop and work on it.
Well, see, that's been a problem because in the beginning when they started it, they had it up under the name of juststoppingby.com. And the Russians went in and stole the site and took it over. So they deleted the site and retained the URL. So now, you know, they're trying to be able to actually utilize it so that when people come up, they can actually buy through that platform and be able to use their voice modules to log in instead of actually having to use passwords all the time or some other credentials.
Yeah, we can use voice login. We can use scan, like finger scan login, okay? So this is doable. We can use it. That won't be a problem, right? So,
awesome.
Okay. Now, I can give you a budget, and that my ballpark figure can be from very little to a lot of, because it depends on the language, it depends on the functionality and features that
right,
are using,
right,
depending
exactly,
on your budget.
Exactly.
So it will
depend exactly,
on
exactly, because
budget.
It's going to have to be in every language. I mean, that the person, wherever they are on the planet, that they want to put that language in.
No. It's not the language that we speak. I was talking about the language that we will be working on to create this application, the computer language. Okay, there is.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
There is React Native.
Well, that's going to be either. Go ahead.
Now, so whatever budget that you will decide, depending on the budget, I will decide which features and functionality will be best to use within this budget, and making it possible for you guys to afford it, but including all the options that we have discussed. Okay, so I don't want you.
Can you give me just like a ballpark figure?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you can help me out with a budget, I would know what type of languages I can use within that budget. So we can stay within your limits.
Okay,
now,
so what I'll
another
do.
Thing, another thing, a developer, like his per hour salary, that we are paying over here is like around $35 to $55, depending on the expertise and experience. Okay.
How much?
Now, $35 to $55 per hour.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Now, if the application okay. is
and for,
like,
and for how much time is that, Nick? Is that for an hour? Or is that for how much? Is that for the job, or is that for how does that break down?
This is a per hour salary that we are giving them. Okay, of course they have a job. They are not over here. We are not paying them for the per project and everything, but they are employed. The thing is that if you will outsource it to offshore companies, for example, in subcontinent like
right,
Philippines,
right.
Bangladesh, India, they might charge you little, but you're never sure that your project will be delivered, okay? If you are
right.
giving it to a company who is onshore with you, okay, you're at least sure you can come over here, you can meet us in the office, you can discuss everything, okay? We have no problem with it. We're onshore and we have like our registered company where we are paying dollars, hundreds and thousands of dollars to our bank, to registration in marketing, okay? Even the like your lead on board that I purchased, it costed me $50. Okay, so we are already investing it and we are still talking to you. And I told you that we will help you and monetize it and market it because we want you guys to grow with us. So, and with that keeping in mind, the best thing is that since we have our onshore developers, we have our offshore developers also that might cost you a bit less. And if you talk about this e-commerce platform that you're discussing with me and everything, and it has to be secure. I want you to provide me a ballpark figure, and I'll tell you that, okay, within this prices that you have told me, I will be able to use this type of feature, this type of language, this type of functionality will be offered to you, and we can actually involve a fingerprint, we can include voice, and to make it secure for you guys to log in so that Russians, Americans, anywhere, Chinese, anywhere from the world, people can use it, but they cannot hack it.
Okay, I understand most of that, but you know the thing about it is I want to be able to give you the information necessary for you to produce this product. The thing of it is the numbers is what I don't have. The numbers is going to come from you. You said between $35 to $55. So
that's a good job, and application development time will be around 3 to 5 months. Okay, depending
on what
scope of work we log. Okay, now if I just put it down, let me open up my calculator. Okay, so make it easier for you to understand it. Let's just get starting with $35 multiplied by 8 hours a day. That's 280 per day, and then there are 22 days in a month, 292 working days in a month. That is 6,160. Now we make it to 3 months. We are talking about the very least. That's around 18,500.
Okay, 15,500. Okay,
18,500.
The break. Yeah, I get it. But listen, today you just gave me the numbers: $8 per day, $35, $55 between the application. And it depends on what the application is. Send that to me today so that I can give that to them when they convene tomorrow. So when they convene tomorrow, I'll give them that those numbers right there, and then we can get started because it's like now you've given them something that they can kind of like figure out where their dollars are going.
Right. I understand.
Okay, so get that to me, Nick, as soon as possible, or just whenever you can, and because, you know, I understand it takes a little bit of time to get that kind of information put on a document so that once you forward it, you know, it should take no more than a couple of seconds. But the only thing of it is you know, getting it done. So what I'll do is, on my part, you take care of that, and I'll look forward to talking to you shortly.
Sure, no problem. I'll design a calculator for you, okay? I'll write down the minimum cost, okay, including research and development, designing, develop, okay, testing and deployment, okay? the total cost.
Awesome.
Okay?
Awesome.
The minimum cost.
Awesome.
The maximum cost. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. And see, now we got something to work within, because see, this will help them make their decisions faster.
Perfect.
Okay. Perfect. Listen. Thank you for your time, Nick. Got to go.
No problem. You have a wonderful day. Take care.
Also, and take care of your family, Nick, and be blessed.
Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.